7BR Part Heard.
Hello and welcome to 7BR's 12 Days of Christmas. I'm Eleanor Day, Chambers Paralegal, and here on the Part Heard podcast, we've spent the last 6 months traversing the legal landscape, examining issues across multiple practice areas, guided by the diverse expertise of our members. Now, as we near the end of this most unusual of years, we're taking the opportunity for reflection. Today, we are joined by our Chief Executive, Harry Charlton, with his reflections on the past year at 7BR.
So, 2020, it's been a fascinating year. It brings to mind the proverb, "May you live in interesting times." And I remember distinctly coming back from a family holiday in January of 2020, thinking, hopefully this is going to be a year of consolidation after the upheavals of the refurbishment of 6 and 7 Bedford Row, which took over our lives for 2019. Following hard on the heels of the refurbishment was the rebranding and the launch of the website. So as we headed into the 2020, I was thinking, this year, we're going to just consolidate and understand where we want to go at a strategic level in terms of the chambers for the next 5 years. However, coronavirus came along, and in March, the world literally turned upside down. And I remember distinctly those first 2 weeks of March, two things occupied my time. First of all, trying to get my son out of Cambodia on the last flight, which I successfully did. But secondly, essentially cramming 5 to 10 years of evolution in terms of technology and adaptation into 2 weeks. Getting 84 members and 25 staff into a digital environment when we did not have a moment to lose. It is our busiest time of year because it's the end of the financial year. And we had a lot of people who were becoming very concerned, justifiably so, as to what was going to happen to their practice, what would happen to Chambers as an institution, and of course, the broader economic and social impact of the coronavirus. It was a very stressful period, but I'm genuinely proud of what we managed to do in those 2 weeks. And we came out of it by the 23rd of March, when the UK went into lockdown fully, in a comparatively strong position. However, we then headed into April and the extended three-month lockdown period with some really big challenges in front of us as an institution, but also individually. I guess the first thing was empty diaries, empty desks. When the criminal courts shut, given that about a third of our revenues come from criminal court activities, we had a large number of members genuinely concerned as to what the next 6 months brought to them. Not least because we had no idea how long this was going to go on for. We didn't know if it'd be 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years. We also, having beautifully refurbished our building, we had 18,000 square foot of empty space because people couldn't, even if they wished to, come into work. So empty diaries and empty desks equals lots of people very concerned about their livelihoods. So the big challenge for us was to counter this unpredictable storm that we were sailing into. And we adapted quickly at the management committee level and the senior management team and the senior clerks and the staff. And I think we did three things to just try and steady the ship. The first thing was we identified who we needed to keep a very, very close eye on in terms of particularly our juniors, who perhaps had unpredictable workflows and hadn't had the opportunity to build up a big practice that would tide them over this time. So we did that very carefully on a weekly basis. The second thing we did was we reduced expenditure. So happily, our marketing has become completely digital, as evidenced by this podcast and all the webinars we've been doing, which is a lot cheaper than having people around seminars where you have catering costs and venue costs, etc. So we're able to reduce expenditure on a number of different levels. Also, furloughed two staff. And then the third thing we did on the positive side of the ledger was to really focus on our aged debt. As anyone who's familiar with running Chambers knows, particularly if you have a large civil practice, aged debt is a very large number. And it's all about identifying the aged debt and then trying to bring it in and convert it into revenues. And I think having instructing solicitors who were at home, clearing out a lot of old paperwork, and perhaps we had their undivided attention, that went comparatively well. But I think the mantra that really held us all together throughout this period was looking after each other, looking after the members, the staff, and over-communicating. And we talked about this a lot. We wanted to make sure that no one felt isolated, no one felt they weren't part of 7BR, whether that was Clark or Silk or anyone in between. And we spent a lot of time, as the rest of the world did, on Teams and Zoom and life size, but we made sure that no one was feeling that they were being left out in the cold. And it worked because The results we've had so far, touch wood, have been very positive. We've had the opportunity to look at where we wish to grow 7BR, and we've also had the opportunity to try and work differently. And I think I was trying to take something out of a crisis that we experience and continue to experience and look to what we can put in place for 2021 and beyond. And I think there are three things that at the time were short-term solutions, but now are going to become probably long-term practices. The first one, very obviously, is flexible working. We don't all need to be commuting into a large metropolitan city at 7 a.m. in the morning and going home at 6 p.m. every evening, 5 days a week, 52 weeks of the year. We can work from home. We can do it effectively. I don't think it's brilliant. I don't think it's optimal, but it is certainly an option which perhaps we simply haven't embraced before. And I think that means for people who have childcare commitments, for people who perhaps have long commutes, etc., this does present a different way of working. The second thing is we were very lucky during the refurbishment in that we invested in our audiovisual equipment. And we've now created what we call 7 virtual courtrooms. That enables our members to come into chambers, to do JSMs, to do conferences, to do hearings without having the time, hassle and expense of going around the country, given that a lot of our criminal work still happens in the East Midlands, actually being able to do it from 7 Bedford Row, which not only makes life a lot easier, but also importantly, a lot more productive and time efficient. And then the third thing we've done is digital marketing. And I think we've done over 50 webinars since lockdown started. We've done over 30 podcasts, and it's enabled us to reach out to broader audiences, to then communicate with those audiences on a tailored basis, and also just really raise the brand of 7BR. As I say, more time and cost efficient as well. So as I look towards 2021, I'm thinking, well, perhaps we could have a little less interesting year going forward, perhaps a little bit more predictable. Perhaps we'd all like to just embrace something that approaches normality, whatever that may look like. But I guess one thing that I've really taken out of 2020 is the value of chambers as an institution, but also as a community. I really believe we've strengthened each other, we've reinforced each other's desire to work together, and we really value our colleagues, and we value the sense of community that 7BR brings. So I guess my overriding lesson from coronavirus, as it stands here in December 2020, is we're gaining strength through adversity. And with that, I'd like to wish everyone a very happy Christmas.
Thank you for listening to 7BR's 12 Days of Christmas. For more information and to listen to all our previous episodes, please visit our website.